We individualize training in the pool, so why not individualize your nutrition? Erica Biney of Biney Wellness Building will help you and your swimmers get exactly what each athlete needs through genetic testing and personalized nutrition plans. So stop guessing what you should and shouldn't be putting into your body. Athletes within a few weeks have noticed they're recovering faster because they're fueling their body with what they need and staying away from what their body hates. Erica understands swimming. She gets it. She's worked with over 20 Olympians, including the fastest man in the world, Caleb Dressel. Group discounts are available, so go to Biney Wellness Building and get in touch with Erica today. That's Biney, B-E-I-N-E, wellnessbuilding.net.
Hey guys, I've been trialing some revolutionary new swim tech, and now you can get your hands on it too. This is EO Swim Better, a swimming evolution in the palm of your hands. Improve your technique with EO Swim Better.
Analyze your stroke technique with EO's Swim Better handset. Go to eolab.com, use code Brett at checkout and save 10%. All right, guys, we are live. Well, we're recording this. It's going to go up in a few hours. But Vlad Bukov, thanks for joining us. Current new world champion in the 50 freestyle. Incredible performance. Andre Govorov, everybody knows Andre. So no explanation needed there for the world record holder. But
you're listening, guys, thanks for joining here.
This is the Speed Podcast. Vlad, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from... Andrei, I'm now in Kyiv, in Ukraine.
Okay. And how is the situation over there right now?
Oh, it's tough. It's you swim where rockets are flying under the sky. So
still?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Andrei, where are you at?
I've been now in Dubai before, just doing some business with American schools. And now I'm planning to move to United States to my coach, Harrelson Silva, with whom I broke world record, and he's in States right now. So that's my plans to get this real grind into Olympics. I still have a chance to get my cuts, still have a chance to get back into that speed. And Ari is the right person. I mean, you know it.
Yeah, Ari's brilliant. Yeah, very good choice. So it's good to see you back. Now, listen... I'm going to start with you, Andre, in terms of Vlad. We're going to embarrass him a little bit. Tell me the pride you felt when he won the world championships, less than 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I'm happy to be there for him because it's kind of important to feel this teammate support because we're sharing the room. We're like roommates all the time when the world champs, and I'm trying to share my experience to him. And what I also learned from him that he's mental tough. It's like where I'm really always want too much and I'm having these mistakes popping up in the finals, these guys know what he's doing. So, he kind of felt, I knew he's going to be decent in that final. But also I was like, oh, I feel that this kind of gold is somewhere around. And that happened. So it was like a unique experience, and I'm pretty proud of my friend because we are buddies, and for him achieving my own dream, because this was my dream on 50 freestyle, but it feels like pretty awesome, honestly, having this friendship and being part of that. So amazing.
Now, as a Ukrainian too, how difficult is it for Vlad to prepare for the World Championships in Ukraine?
We swim... twice a day, and you never know where rockets start flying around Kyiv or all Ukraine. So when they are starting flying, you have to go to underground
shelter.
To shelter, and it's difficult to train normally in this situation.
Vlad, are you in an indoor pool?
It's covered. Oh, but covered. In summer it's outdoor.
It's like a balloon on top of the pool.
Yeah.
Wow. So I can imagine you don't feel safe under a balloon, you know, when rockets are flying by, right?
You don't feel safe at home, not even in a swimming pool.
Wow, I'm sorry for you. And have you thought about leaving the country in the build-up to Paris to train somewhere else?
Not yet, but near to competition, we train at some camps. If we near Doha, we train at Spain. In Olleret de Mar, it's a city. We train there for 3 weeks, and then we go to Doha.
Okay. Vlad, your English is better than I thought it might be. I was worried about your English. It's very good, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andre, I did have a series of questions that I sent Vlad in advance just so he could kind of get a feel, because we're dealing with somebody that English is not his first language, obviously. So I wanted him to just get an understanding of some of the questions. So I am going to go in order. If something comes up, Andre, feel free to kind of join in here as well. But I'll start with the first question, Vlad, that I sent you. Can you share with us the journey that led you to become a world champion? What are some of the key moments that and challenges that you faced along the way in the past 12 months?
You know, for me, it's just I did my job. Swimming is my job, and I did that. So it's not easy to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. and go to training. You have to be a disciplined person. And I think the main challenge is in your mind.
Right. Well, the main challenge is there's a war going on too in your country, which something that nobody's faced. Andre, can you give us some perspective of this?
I mean, kind of it's very difficult now for those 2 years, because like we all as an athlete have different situations. Like we have different places we stay, different families. And my situation is completely different because I'm from different place. I'm Crimea born, and this war is not 2 years for me, it's more like 10 years. And that's also create us more tougher, because we start to have this different vision of life in general. The values of life are changing, and we just need what we need to do, right? And if you can show up something through sport and show resilience, that's, I think this is the best show up for the country. And Vlad, I'm proud of Vlad. Yeah, I'm proud of Vlad that he's like just many times we're talking about moving for him, but he's saying he loves his city. He loves Ukraine. He wants to stay there. That is his power point, is his spot. So that's why he keep being there.
Yeah. I imagine the victory of winning a world title has had some impact back home, Vlad. Has anybody of significance reached out to you and to congratulate you?
Yeah, of course, it's a big a happiness for our country, and I received a lot of congratulations of my friends, my teammates, coaches. So it's really very good.
What about Zelensky? Has the president reached out?
I don't know.
I think certain of his people like were like known about that victory, of course.
Yeah.
But we need to understand that now a lot of our age guys are fighting there and dying there. Mm. It's nice to have a victory of sports, but that's very difficult and tough period for Ukraine, having no support from United States for, you know, all of these political things going on. And I think that's why it's for president was no really like time for taking this medal as a victory for him, because it's pretty like polarized, right? It's a polarized. He cannot probably just say, oh, you know, we're losing the city and we're having a medal. It's like, you know, it's quite difficult for the country in general. But I know Vlad got the congratulations from Minister of Sport. He got congratulations for army representations. He got congratulations from many important people like stars and celebrities in Ukraine. So that's
Well, the country needs this inspiration too right now. You know, we need to get a distraction from the war, even though the war is present. It's there. It's in your face, obviously. But you can't live your life through war. You know, like this has been a great victory for the whole country, I think. So congratulations on that, Vlad. I did notice, Vlad, I didn't put this question in, but I want you to, you know, try and articulate this. I noticed you didn't celebrate much after the win. You didn't smile much. Like, was it because of the fact that it's heavy on you, or was it just a surprise that you won?
It was a little heavy, yes, on me, but, you know, I try to make it simple for me. So it's my job. I did it. And for me, it's like normal.
Oh, you just did what you were there to do, basically.
Stay humble. Yeah.
Hey, Andre, this is a killer mindset, man. This is
Man. I'm learning now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants more, you know, this what is coming this year, once more. And we all know if his first 15 going to be decent.
All right, let's wait on that. Let's talk about that in a second. Vlad, let's get a question too here. The preparation, how did you prepare for the World Championship? Specifically, like kind of, you know, what's your weekly schedule look like? How do you train?
My weekly schedule looks like on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I wake up at 6, drink some coffee or tea, what else, and go to the gym. I have 1 hour workout at the gym, and then I go swimming. It's not much, it's about 30 minutes, some drills, and then I go home, have some food, and rest, recover, sleep. At 14 o'clock, I have a second training. It's only in the swimming pool. It's about 1 hour. On Wednesday and on Saturday, I have one training session. It's only in the swimming pool and no gym. And on Sunday, I have the day off.
Okay. Andre, in relation to what you know of training, how would you categorize Vlad's training?
Pure sprinter. Do what you love, like race, like a lot of sprints, drills. I've seen they're not doing much. I mean, we are, as Ukrainian sprinters, we're not usually doing much in general. We're prioritizing speed than anything else. Mm. And sometimes you see this guy doing just touch of the water, that's it, that's his practice. On the way of like taper, and or you do real speed, or you're just not going into that. Yep. He's feeling guy. Like, he's a feeling guy. He's just going there, and sometimes we just sit in the room and say, oh, you know, today is not the day. Let's chill out. So I've been doing that the same.
Yeah, if you don't feel it, then today's not the day to push. Yeah.
Yes.
If you're not feeling that, it's not the day that you're pushing it.
I mean, in the week, I have 3 push trainings, and we can do it on Monday or on Friday or on Saturday. It depends on my
feelings.
Feelings.
When you do sprint training, Vlad, is it based around kind of short sprints, 15s, 25s, 35s? Do you sprint 50s in practice? How do you sprint?
Yeah, of course. I sprint 50s, 25s, and even 100s sometimes. So it's always race pace, my race pace. It can be on 100, can be on 50.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. Let me go back to this. Do you consider yourself a 100 swimmer? Do you look at yourself as training for the 100? Do you want to be fast in the 100, or do you purely want to swim fast in the 50?
I would say now I want to be fast on 50.
Yeah.
But we will see what I'm going to be.
Yeah.
But you can see that he swam the 100 free right now. He swam 49.1.
Right.
So and he 49 well, for yeah, 49.2. And it was a warm up. Right?
Okay.
Right. Yep. It was a warm up for the 50.
So just getting ready for the 50. Okay. Let me go to question three then. So about your mentality, competing at such a high level can be a mental challenge. How do you mentally prepare for a race? I noticed when you were behind the blocks, you looked very relaxed. You were focused on your lane. I could sense a relaxation in you. How do you prepare mentally for a big moment like that?
I just try to stay cool. So just like I said before, do my job. Like I train for this all my life, to swim 21 seconds. Just do what I can. That's all.
Yeah. You did understand. Let's go to the start a little bit, Andre, and you can help us here, maybe give some perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do understand that your start is not great and you're going to be behind at the 15, the 20 meter mark. You know that, right? So how do you justify being able to catch up in such a short distance?
I just swim like I swim on my trainings. So I try to keep a smooth.
It's like following a plan.
Yes.
Do you know JS plan? Да, получается на JS plan на всю.
Yeah. Yes. I have a plan for 50. I do one a breath for a 50. It's around 30 meters along the way.
Okay.
And after that brief, I have more power.
Energy?
No. Power. Yeah, more energy to
close.
Yeah, yeah. And race. I know that my power is on last 15, so I know that.
Yeah.
And I try to stay
with that plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Andre, let me ask you this about Vlad. From your perspective, he has a lower stroke tempo than most sprinters. Mm-hmm. You know, he has good feel for the water, good length.
32 strokes, right?
32 strokes is crazy. Yeah. It's crazy to swim that fast with that little stroke. So, what do you think? What's your opinion on that?
I think he's the most efficient swimmer in history.
Right.
As probably I told before to certain people, his issue is this first 15, right? Mm-hmm. And being behind is tough, being behind is difficult. So, but for him, just because he's done it all his life, as he said, and he's focused on the second 25 and the last 15, for him, it's his just, I think it's his joy, it's like being a shark behind the dolphins, right? And that's what I have in my butterfly, for example. Like, I never been a great starter. Mm-hmm. We don't have this yards experience. We never really taught how to do underwaters, but we thought how to swim fast. And that's what is his key. And I'm pretty sure that he's still working at his first 15, and you know, it's endless work and it's not an easy work. Certain people think that, 15 is kind of like just power, like, or something like you increase your jump. No, nothing, not like that. I've been spending like 20 years in underwaters and just never reached something close to Dressel.
Right.
And, but what I see, his potential is so far beyond than anyone else now in the world, because he's young, he's tall, he can gain muscle if he wants, he just can try this way, he can improve his start one day, and he can like be even to 20.5 or something crazier because he had this second back speed. Not that many people can swim that fast the second part.
McEwen
was not looking good having him on his side, and he was the greatest in the last 2 years.
So the thing I think with that, from my perspective, because you and I, Andre, we've been in this position before, when you know someone is coming up on you, it adds pressure, right?
It tights yourself. Of course, McEwen wasn't his greatest speed. I'm agreeing. Right. I'm not challenging that. I'm just saying that, Buchov is just in the early 20s.
Yeah, sure.
It's like tens and like decade in front of him if he wants to keep swimming to reach that world record, and his potential is the most that anyone else has right now in the world.
Yeah.
The way how he will achieve that, what is the scale? Sometimes we're paying, like I paid certain time, like I tried to have this 15 underwaters improved, then my speed got lost. You know, it's the scales. And but that's what I see, this my vision.
Yeah. Vlad, at your home training facility, do you have a block like at the World Championships that you can train on?
Yeah, I have good blocks in our swimming pool. So yes, we jump always in the morning and the evening practice. We try to to improve my start.
Okay. You know, I haven't seen you swim very often. I must admit that. You know, you're new to me. You know, it's a surprise. It's like, wow, incredible. Who is this kid? And I had heard Andre talk about you, but I hadn't given much thought into the fact that you could be a contender this quickly. You know, like, oh, wow, world champion. So I apologize for that. But, you know, what took me by surprise when I really looked at you is your kick was stunning. I mean, your kick is like, I've never seen anybody have an engine like this. How do you work on your kick like that?
We work much at the gym. We do squats. And in the water, we always do kicking 25 or 50s. And is it always all-in kicking?
Yeah, yeah. Andre, what about his kick, man? Have you seen anything like this before?
Well, I've seen it in the age groups when you're just putting them like those heels up too high. And I always was thinking like, oh, it's too high. But honestly, if his position is pretty decent and high, maybe that's the key. Position is the key, right? And that's also new to me. Mm-hmm. So, but maybe also making this kick that intense and metabolically, that's the benefit.
Mm. So, you know what I love about this, Andre and Vlad? You know what I love about this is like we have an idea in our head what you should look like, what you have to look like, how you should swim, and then Vlad comes along and changes things. And you're like, oh my God, like 100%. I never thought that you could do it that way.
But have you seen his head position? That's another thing you need to also observe.
No.
You're looking forward. Looking forward.
Yeah.
He's just like that. He's looking forward.
Yeah.
That's people are saying. What are you
looking
at?
Why are you looking up so much?
I don't know. This is more comfortable to me, you know, like this. And I see the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
So guys, you need to reconsider swimming.
You're changing perspective.
We need to reconsider swimming.
You know,
we need to reconsider swimming because a lot of people think about recovery. And what they can see. I know coaches can see us above the water only. Mm-hmm. And like track and field, we can observe what's really happening, right? But in the swimming world, we honestly don't need to really care about what is on top of the water. We need to care about what is below the water first. Mm-hmm. That's probably what is a misconception for this last 30, 40 years. People seeing like their athletes swimming and they trying to decide on top of the water beside like underwater. Now this new technology is going to help us to solve it, but observe this guy. He's new, and he's showing that it's like 21.4 with a 5.6 or 5.5 now. More better start, of course. 5.5 start, but it's still 21.4, 5.5 start, you know?
Vlad, a question that I had is a lot of times I see swimmers, even though you're looking up, I see swimmers trying to get to the wall and they change their length, they change their tempo, they change their technique in order to touch the wall. To me, it looked like you were swimming through the wall, like you just continued to swim through the wall. Is that the perspective you have?
You know, I just swim till the end. Like I can, I swim.
You don't
till
change
the end.
Anything.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And that's a key because a lot of swimmers, when they see the wall coming, they change things.
No.
What I noticed with you is you just kept swimming, kept swimming, boom, finished.
Yeah.
And that's a key. That's a key right there. I love that. Look, I'm not going to tell every swimmer they should swim with their head up. I'm not going to tell every swimmer they should kick with their legs out of the water. But for some unknown reason, it works beautiful for you.
Thank you.
All right, let me go to the next question that I wrote down because I do have some more. So maybe one of your role models is here, but I asked you, who are some of your inspirations for you, some people that you look up to throughout your career?
So mainly it's my family, my teammates, my roommates. Andre is great inspiration for me.
Yeah, he's smiling. That made him. That made him.
Of course, you know, my ego is now up. But honestly, he's my big friend, and I'm happy to have a teammate that he's my friend, and we beautifully spend our time together and racing, knowing that all gonna be fine in the room. And you know,
well, you know what, Andre, you've obviously had a massive impact on Vlad, and congratulations to you too for being willing to take someone like that under your wing. I mean, you swim the 52, you want to be the fastest man in the world, and here you are taking a young guy and saying, hey, let me help you anyway.
But that's beautiful about our sport, right? We have just the lane line. We don't need to fight each other. This is the sport between you and yourself, and having somebody just doing it like you wanted to do, it's amazing, and being nearby, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Vlad, I cut you off. Yeah, Keep going.
Yeah, so my family, Andrzej, they... big inspiration for me, like I said. So yeah, they keep me going.
Yeah.
Speaking about the coach as well.
Tell me about your coach. I was going to say, tell me about your coach.
My coach is my big friend, is Andrei Govorov, and son.
Hlopsov.
Andrei Hlopsov is my coach and my friend also, Andrei Hlopsov. Yeah. We have good relationships, so we understand each other. We always try to improve. Me or I can try to improve his if he wrong somewhere. So yeah, we train for 5 years together.
Let me ask you this: you talked about your inner circle, the people in your country. Are there swimmers outside that you've looked up to, you know, in the world?
Andrei,
какие-либо другие спортсмены, на которых ты смотрел, которые тебе тоже помогли?
From swimming or
Swimming, yeah.
Swimming. I don't know. Probably not. Swimming. It's about you and yourself. That's it. You and your coach.
Yeah.
So sure. I have Andrei, my roommate, who inspired me.
Andrei, tell me more about his coach. Give us some more
about the coach. Another explanation is like his son was in same name, Andrei Hlopsov. We're all Andreys, you know, is the best name in Ukraine. The thing is, his son was I think he was top two or I think he was a junior record holder 50 butterfly as well.
Yeah,
he swam 23.1 or 23.2, and this is the coach's son. Swam the world record, junior world record 50 butterfly. So it's kind of a going like an ongoing thing that's those guys are knowing something about sprint. What I recognize that we have like we're an adult babies, so we just making fun like adult boys that we make all things easy going, like happy sprinter, fast sprinter, buddies. No kind of it's not a you're not in jail or something like that. So it's kind of a freedom as well, but respectful freedom. That's what I see from his side because I'm pretty close to his coach too. We pretty often share some secrets, knowledge, like even personal things, and we support each other because, you know, mostly when we are in this tough situation that we need to take care of, sort of like inner circle, pretty important to have the safety. So we have a bigger trust, but he's an experimental man. And he likes to observe, and he is a very good psychologist.
How
so you
old
can
is he?
See, I think it's around 59.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
he's got great
experience.
But
his energy is good. Yeah, and he's ex-swimmer too. His best is like 100 freestyle is 51, something like that.
51 or 52.5 around this.
Yeah, same as me.
52.5, yeah.
No, but it was like years ago. So he was kind of in a national team, in Soviet national team.
Mm.
And he knows what not to do to kill the sprinter in that way. Because, you know, that Soviet system, that it's a lot of meters, they don't do that. No aerobics. Excellent.
Wow, that's different, right? Like, it's unusual, I would say, in Ukraine. Well, it's unusual everywhere, but it's unusual in Ukraine?
Not last, like, I think when I started to have this sprinting approach, if they start to see you as a sprinter, probably you're not going to do the meters that much anymore.
Tired of settling for less than the best with your team's dry land program? Swim Strong Dryland is the answer you've been looking for. With world-class dry land programming for every age group, customized to fit your team's needs, nutritional coaching and education centered on the latest evidence-based research, leadership training and character development to promote an athlete-driven culture, sports psychology education and mental skills training, coaches' corners to promote collaboration, data-driven performance analysis, and an unrivaled family of athletes, coaches, and teams, fast swimming starts here.
Former swimmers looking for a way to give back to the sport in New York City? Reach out to Imagine Swimming. Since 2002, they've been the premier learn to swim school with international and American staff, including Olympic champions Anthony Irvin and Eric Vint. Imagine Swimming offers infant to adult classes, plus competitive team options, water polo, and an artistic swimming club coached by an Olympic silver medalist. With flagship locations across Manhattan and Brooklyn, Imagine is always looking for the next generation of swimmers to pass on their knowledge and passion for swimming. Okay. Vlad, how long have you known that you're a sprinter? How old are you right now?
I'm 21.
21. So when did you really discover that you're a sprinter?
Probably at 15.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yes. I swam 22.7 long course at 15. And
22.7 at 15. Oh my.
Yes. God. I understood that I am pure sprinter.
Yeah. And you won the World Junior Championship, correct?
Yeah.
Wow. What was that experience like? Where was that meet? Andre, where was that?
I mean that.
I don't remember. Где было?
Where? At Budapest.
Budapest, okay.
Budapest, yeah.
Yeah. How was that experience winning a World Junior Championship?
Good. I mean, like always, it's my job. And for juniors, it was too good, now. So, yeah.
You know, guys, what I want to say about... I'm sorry. What I want to say about... I've heard from Vlad one thing. He told me, I don't really care if I'm going to be gold or like Olympic champion or something. I just want to do as much as I can.
Yeah,
it's completely different approach. So I don't care if it's the gold of Olympics or something. He's pretty he have this motivation, something else. I don't know, because in my life he's like, from 9 years old I want to be Olympic champion. In his scenario, he don't care, and that's probably what makes him more powerful in that races.
I just try to do my best always. So it's when I'm sick or whatever, I just want to do my best and be confident that I did all I can. So, yes.
Mm. Well, you know, the problem now, Vlad, is you're one of the favorites for Olympic gold in Paris. So it's definitely changed a little bit. That's a problem when you win world championships, you know. People are going to expect things now. But let me ask you this, Vlad. Going into the championship, your best time was 21.7, was it?
Before, yes.
21.7, and you went to 21.3. So, like, in warm-ups, at the meet, did you feel, something special is going to happen at this championship?
I become stronger in gym, and I become more. I have more weight. Like, I was 80 kilos.
Bigger.
Yeah, yeah. I was 80 kilos at Japan, and at Doha I was 83 kilos. So I think it's from the gym also.
But did, at the meet, did you feel something special coming? Like in warm-ups, you know, when you're at 21.7 and then you're warming up, you're like, oh, no, 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 today's going to be the day. Today's Andre, can you maybe explain that to him?
No,
I feel myself like always.
But I ask the same question, man. I ask him the same question. How, like, do you feel something different? And he doesn't know. He's pretty like that, that's special from him. He just don't know. He don't want to look for something before. He just do whatever. Doesn't matter outcome. He go to the pool. He's gonna be swim slowing or faster. Doesn't matter. He's gonna go to the race and he's gonna show the best. That's why I'm saying he's mentally more stronger. He's not dependent on what he feels today. Right. Not like we are sprinters of the old school. Right. Not dependent on his feelings today, because it doesn't matter, because outcomes still need to be the same, right?
Right.
From that perspective, it's complete. It's like you're winning any time because you go there and you know you have no options besides doing the best you can.
Different mentality, huh?
Completely. Like those youngsters are just monsters, man. How can we beat them now?
Right. Yeah, but that's the thing, Vlad. It's like, look, it doesn't matter if the pool is cold. It doesn't matter if the bus is late. It doesn't matter if I had breakfast or not. I still have to perform. Like the race is coming. I've got a race.
Yes, I just have to do my job as I can, swim fast as I can. And it's the key. It's no matter if you have bad breakfast or your sleep not well or something else. You have to do your job the best how you can.
And Andre, I love this. I love this mentality, man. I'm telling you, the more I talk to this kid, I love this mentality. You know?
We should learn.
Yeah, oh, for sure, definitely. But it's easier said than done, because obviously it comes more natural to him. Maybe the environment has had some effect on him of like, hey, there's rockets flying overhead. I got to turn up today anyway. You know, like I can't mental make excuses. You know, I've never had a rocket fly over my head in practice. You know, I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
And very wild.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go on to the next question. I did say future goals. You know, obviously Paris is coming up and you know, you want to do your best, but there is an element. People know who you are now. People expect maybe something from you. Like, how are you going to deal with expectations, you think?
With expectations, it's to be honest, I don't care for expectations. I want and I have to do my job as best as I can. So for Paris, I will work as hard as I can, and we will see the results in the future.
Vlad, would you change any? This guy's ruthless, by the way. Andre is ruthless, man. Vlad, would you change anything in your preparation over the next few months? Like you've swum your best time. You've won a world title. Did you feel like the preparation was as good as it can get for Paris? Like, are you going to continue with that?
We didn't decide it yet with coach. So if we change something, I think we will add some more gym. And of course, we will work on the block on start always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andre, you've got a world record and maybe in the lead up to breaking a world record, you started to think of maybe one day I could be world record holder. Vlad, are you starting to think of the world record in a way like it's getting close now? Are you starting to sense this?
Yeah, I think about it, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Andre, tell me your perspective. Before you broke the world record, did you have dreams of breaking the world record?
I just knew that it's going to happen. Like after my being close, like I went 22:53 unshaved, and I knew that it's gonna happen, right? And for me, I always say about high performance, it's easy to win when you're good. It's pretty easy when you get this shape, when you get this domination on the field. That's probably the best moments in your life. You just enjoy, and it's gonna come. In perspective for Vlad, he's still far. Still far because he still need to put a lot of work. He's capable, his potential is high, But we know, like, even having, as an example, McAvoy, pretty, like, he's great. But this 21 low in the morning, and then those 20 points, they need to come from somewhere, right? You still need to find these 20 points. And as fast as it is, it's harder to execute, because then it's pressure. Then you're not following a plan anymore. Then it's a little bit different. It's a bit of, also the level of that 20.89. That's amazing. It's like Cesar Cielo, like star, the big man with the suit era, done it also kind of close to perfectly, right? Like, maybe the potential of like the suit era, it would be 20.6 or something.
Yeah.
So I believe it's freestyle's hardest one.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. Vlad, have you watched the world record? Have you watched Cesar Cielo? Have you watched Fred Bousquet swim 20.93? Have you seen those swims?
Yeah, I watched, of course. Of course, I watched it. And this was amazing how they swim. It's all that under 21. It's brilliant for me.
Yeah. Vlad, do you do strength training and you do sprint training. Do you do resistance training in the water?
Resistance.
Ну, с сопротивлениями, парашюты и выносливость, ну, то есть спортивная выносливость.
Yeah, I swam with a parachute, some socks, you know, so with fins and socks and parachutes, paddles, of course, we swim.
Right, yeah. The socks, that's what gets the kick, hey? All right,
yeah.
Nice. I had some other questions here, but I feel like we've answered some of them, so I'm not really feeling like we need to go over them again. Maybe this one here, advice for young swimmers, you know, for somebody that looks up to you now, what advice do you have for somebody, you know, younger who is trying to get to where you are?
I think my advice will be that be smart, confident, work like no one else works, and then you will achieve your goals for sure if you do that. That's it.
Yeah. Good advice. Andre, what about you for young kids?
Sharing is caring, you know. That's not my interview. So I learn from youngsters, learn all your life. Yeah. And also enjoy the journey.
Because it's going to be ups and downs, right? It's going to be
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy.
Yeah. Vlad, tell me from your perspective, what's it like, and maybe Andre, you can interpret this, but what's it like being in the call room, the ready room, with two previous world champions, Ben Proud, Cam McAvoy? You're now in the room with them, swimming for, about to walk out for a world title. These guys have won world titles. What's it like to be in that room?
It's mentally tough, but with some competitive experience, it's become a little easier. But still, it's really hard to for your mental, and it's a big pressure for you. And you have to be just cool your mind, you know, and do what you can.
Yeah, well, good. So basically, again, just bring the focus back to yourself.
Yes.
Work on some relaxation. Are you doing any kind of mental imagery? Like, are you thinking of the race, or are you just trying to stay blank at that point?
Yeah, I always image all my race with closed eyes.
Oh, nice. Did you watch the 21-1 swim from Cam in the morning?
Yep.
What was your impression?
That was good. What I can say, that was great swim.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very good swim. Yeah, and I think that's the next swim for you, I guess. But you know, it's definitely different when you're at the meet and you see it in front of you as well. It's like, oh wow, like I've got to race that, you know. So I think you handled that really well. What was your impression of the 53, Andre?
Look, Cam showing something special, right? From the morning, we first his back, his pulling, his like under for water phase of the stroke, body position, all this dedication and all his work shows that, you know, through the actual sprinter work, you get what you want, right? And that's amazing. I have big respect for Cam. We had a couple chats there, and also we had chats before. We in that field for a while, right? And I love when people just getting close to their goals. You can see their bright eyes. They can see that. Good thing about him, he was not afraid to do it in the morning, because he came there for that record. Without trying beating the record, you never will achieve that. Even if he paid later for that, we don't know what how was exactly for him, right? We don't know if it was energy, mental toughness, like someone takes his wave on the lane line, doesn't really matter, but he tried to push it. I remember my 21 fours in the morning, and then in the semi, and then final, I was 21.7. I kind of was empty a little bit. You're still paying for that. It's nothing for free in this life, right? So showing this pretty awesome speed in the morning probably could affect his final, and gave a chance for little Buchov to motivate him. And I think that's when the actually greatness born, when you have great sprinters chasing the same goal. And that's when the world record could be happening. Right. Fred Busquet, Cesar Cielo, right? Mm-hmm. They are pretty close together. Mm-hmm. Like Alain Bernard Sullivan, mm-hmm. or this like Lizak of his mm-hmm. best ever 100 free. You know, all of those things happening with when certain opponents are in the swimming field. So big respect for Cam.
Vlad, when you're in the race, can you see the people next to you or not?
Yeah, I see.
You do? So you could see that you're behind, but you can also see that you're catching? Yes.
I always see that I'm behind in the start. And then I step by step a little bit come closer and...
Let me
you see what she's showing, and then I kind of
let me ask you a technical question, and again maybe you can help if you can't find the words, but like in terms of your core, what relationship does your core have to your technique?
Пресс core — это пресс. Какое отношение пресса к твоей технике?
I think it's more like for stability.
Stability,
yes. Yeah. That you don't move around when you push.
Are you focused on keeping your stroke tempo low, or are you wanting to increase it in the future, or you feel like you're at the perfect length for you?
No, I try to keep my tempo low because it's important for me. When I try to do it faster, it's like bad. For me, I swim bad when I try to move my hands faster. I need to keep my tempo low. Yeah,
you like slip water when you go too fast.
Yes,
like a Ferrari on ice.
Yeah, like Ferrari on ice. That's what I used to say. Yeah,
I love that. I love that. Okay, last question here. Aside from swimming, what are some of your other passions? What don't we know about you?
But me, I like spending my time with my family, with my friends, some cinema, you know, some restaurants. And last time I was interested in graphic design, you know, so some computer graphic design. Yeah.
You study or not study?
Yeah, I'm studying.
Okay, nice. What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat the most?
Pasta.
Pasta, yeah. Me pasta, and you, man. Yeah. I love the pasta too. Well, listen, this has been great to get to know you a little bit. Andre, thanks for joining us here as well. What's your final thoughts, Andre, on Vlad? Give us some final thoughts.
Amazing, talented boy that humble and enjoying what he's doing. That's what I can say. And that's why we are friends.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
He called me a big brother, honestly. But
yeah. Is it still? I mean, I don't know. I don't. I don't want to get political in the sense, but like, you know, I saw you make a statement about the Russians. Did you feel like you had to say something about the Russians in Paris? Like, how do you feel about that right now?
It's a question for Vlad, right?
Yeah, Vlad.
In my opinion, Russians cannot participate in Paris because sports in is not out of politics. Mm-hmm. And I'm training while rockets are flying. Why is they will compete with me? Why?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I mean, it's pretty more deeper than that, right? I think we're probably going to need to keep it out of politics for now because it's so many statements done already, so many opinions. Yeah. And I think we had a great interview just based on that. We know that Ukraine's struggling. We need support. And as Ukrainian, we want to have Russian state away. So, and Russian state taking advantage of athletes, we know it. So that's why mostly we don't want Russian athletes there because they would be abused anyway. So that's the our vision on this.
Unfortunately, there's wars happening all over the world right now. It's miserable, man. It's terrible. And they need to stop. We need to get back to the love of sport and the love of competition. And I'm glad that we could share this today. Vlad, it's been really nice to get to know you, my friend. Congratulations on the World Championship again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben, for inviting me. It was a pleasure to help you guys. So let's see you soon in Paris.
All right. Good luck with the preparation, boys. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.